Okay, so the Gemara says like this. We're on Dalet Amud Aleph 4a. Everyone know where it is? Amar Yeshua ben Levi. So the Gemara says, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adim Likrus HaSemegillah. A person is obligated to read the Megillah Balayla, at night. V'lishnaisa b'yoyim, and to read it again during the day. Where do we know that from? Shneimar, the pasuk says in Tehillim. Chavbeis, this is Ayelas HaShachar. The Gemara will say another place in the Megillah that this is what Esther said before she went into Achashverosh. The Gemara says, Shneimar, okay. I called out, Esther says, I called out to Hashem in the day, and I wasn't answered, and at night it was silent. To read it at night, 4a. So he thought that we should read it at night. This is the student's thought. And we should learn the Mishnayos during the day. That at night we should go ahead and read the Megillah. And during the day we should go ahead and study the Mishnayos of Megillah. Right? Why they think that? Because the Gemara says, V'lishnaisa biyom. V'lishnaisa, right? To be shaynen means to what? To study. Study Torah shaynen halachas. So they actually thought that Rishu Ben Levi was saying, read the Megillah at night, and then day you'll have Machavrusa Zula, Mishnayis Megillah, get to, you'll shtaig. Amr Lohu, Rabbi Yirmiya corrected them. Didi Mefarshim, I'll explain to you how Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who's a student of Rabbi Yechanan, I'm sure you all know that, explains. Go into Amr Inshia Avar Parshasa, Da Vesnai, right? What do we say? Shnai Mikra Echad Targon. Shnai Mikra Echad Targon, you do. Two mikro, ve'echad, one shelf down, one next shelf, top, there you go. Shnai mikro ve'echad targum, to read two times and over again. So the shnaisa just means that you should read it again. So you should read Megillah at night, read it again during the day. It's Marnam, we have another Amoraic state, Rabbi Chelbo says in the name of Ula Bira, Chayiv on the question of Megillah Balayla. A person is obligated to read Megillah at night. The Shneisa repeated again during the day. Shneimar, Lamani is Amra Chavoy v'la Yidoyim. Hashem lo kai lo maidacha. Does that sound familiar to everybody? Every morning, right? Shmuel, does it sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I usually come later.
At least you're honest. It's good for the Lamed, right? The Shneisa v'yoyim. So to read it, to repeat it again during the day. Sect Rashi, Zeichlenes, Shaizoakin. So why should we read during again the day? Says Rashi, Zeichlenes, Shaizoakin be made Sarasan Yom Lavid. That the Jewish people cry out on the days of Haman and Achashverus, both at day and night. Of course, if you knew you had a death threat on you, right? A person, God forbid, a person's going to lose their house. They're being foreclosed on. You think they just cry at night, or they cry at day? They cry night and day. They daven, please Hashem. Somebody's a sick relative, chas v'shalom. They cry night and day. So the Jewish people, they cry night and day. So we have to read Megillah night and day. Ekra, b'mizra l'matzecha ayat ha'shach, which is Kapitel Chav, Beis 22. Hu shenem al Esther. That's what Esther said. K'demir m'sechas yuma, lama nimshala Esther kayalas. Why was Esther compelled to ayalas? Fine. Sovereignty, the B'nai Yeshiva, you know Yeshiva Bachram, when they say Lishnaisa, what do they think? They think learn Torah! Right? You go to Lakewood, you say Bishoy now. We think they think learning Torah. So the B'nai Yeshiva, right, besides buying houses, by the way, the B'nai Yeshiva, Shishamu Shmu Azu B'Loshna Nakayadish, they heard of Lishnaisa, Yeshua Ben Levi said Lishnaisa, B'yomi, should be Shoyna and day. Hayis Sovereign, they thought Lishnaisa means Lashon Shoyna, which is a Mishnah. They mistakenly thought that what he was talking about is at the day you should learn the Mishnaisa of Sukkah, at night read the Megillah for the whole Tzibur, and at the day read over. No, so he said, let me explain to what it means. Levi Mistisa Dita. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was, of course, Rishua Ben Levi was a generation before Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu was a later student of Rabbi Yochanan. So he was explaining to the other Talmidim in the Holy Land. It's Mashnai Shama Lamasimis the Davis Mikilan. He said no. It means ever parshasa de asna. So Isaiah Parsha Zu, you should finish this parsha, the Ashna so Pam Shnia, right? Just like Shnai Mikra, you read the Parsha twice. So too here, Ashna means read the Megillah twice. Read the Megillah twice. And again, the Gemara then says another Braisa, another Amoraic statement that Rabbi Chelba, the name of Rabbi Ula Bira. Rashi says Bira means the name Bira, that this was an Ula from the city of Biri. He brings in a different pasuk from Kepito Lame, from Lame, which we say every morning. Yizamrecha Kava Biyom, V'lo Yidom Belayla, that Yizamrecha Kava means a day, V'lo Yidom Belayla, V'hai Krabi Mitzvah, Ramim Hashem, Kidili San Hashem, raise me up, Darshim Psekta, it says in the Psekta, who wrote Psekta? Who wrote the Psekta?
No.
Psekta is Rav Kahana. Rav Chia has the braces, of course. The Psekta is Rav Kahana. So Mordechai v'Esther v'Ham v'Achshav v'Kriyas v'Gilah Shavach v'Shmer Farsim v'Farsis Anetz v'Halkom v'Kalas v'Kosh Baruch Hu. So if I would ask these Chashva people in the room today, you read the Gemara. What does the Gemara sound like to you? What's the obligation of Megillah?
Nice.
What? What do you read in the art school? I'm asking you. Close it.
I don't read the art school because I don't know how to read the English art school. It's too confusing, the left and right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
it doesn't make sense for them.
Okay. So why give him the art school then? Okay, now that we fixed that. You read the Gemara. How would you understand this Gemara? If I'm reading the Gemara, this is Poshet. The main mitzvah is at night. Clearly the main mitzvah is at night. Because the Gemara says at night. The students even thought at day all you do is
study.
And it's such a weird lashon, v'lishnoisa, like you repeat it during the day. It's like, and repeat it again, you know, say it a second time during the day. That's what the Gemara says. Repeat it a day.
It would be equal or less than it would be.
The mashmais is certainly less than. First of all, it's less than because the Gemara assumes at one point that the students falsely assumed that you learned during the day. Second of all, the language of the shnoisa means like it's like the second reading. Right? So enechnam, it could be that it's equal, but it sounds like it's less than. Problem is, the Rishayim, the Gedali Rishayim, don't understand it that way. Look at the last Tosfos on the Daf. They understand that absolutely not. The actual real obligation is by day. I mean, the main obligation is by day. It says Tosfos Chayim Adam Likros is Megillah Belayla. A person's obligated to read Megillah at night. Oymeri says the Rimidam Pierre. The Avodah Nevarchus Man Belayla. Even though I actually mentioned this in the halacha the other day. Even though we make a shachianu at night, we go make another shachianu at day. Why do we make a shachianu at day? This is why Ashkenazim, why the Ramah possibly make another shachianu at day. The ikir persumanisa have a bekriya de mama. The main persumanis is daytime. Why is that? The Kranami Masha ken dechsiv alayla v'lo dimali. Right? What's the sequence of the pasuk? What comes first? Okay, Ekra. Yoimam. Yoimam. The proof of the pasuk is, what comes first? Day, then night. The priority is first day, then night. Ekra v'biyomo. Kemeshak kero kasa betchilof. You see that the pasuk is, the pasuk which Rabbi Yeshua Belevi brings, Tareem Megillah is Yoimam, right? And then Laila. So the main thing is day, not night. Every Oi, Vigam Iker, says, Taisus, another proof that the day is more important than the night. Vigam Iker, Suda Biyamamu, Kidamar Lakaman, right? The main Suda is a day, not the night. As the Gemara will say later on, which we'll look to in a moment, Dim Akhla Bilaila Loyatze De Chavasa. Could you eat your Purim party at night? Absolutely not. You got right? You can't have your Purim party at night. Right? We compare Zechira to Maisa. Right? My Ikra Siyabama, just like, oh, when do we do the mitzvahs? When do we do Shalach Manas? Daytime. When do we do the Suda? Daytime. When do we do Matas of Yonim? Daytime. So too, the Zechira, the remembering, the reading of the Megillah is at night. Is it night?
Day.
Okay, good. Making sure everyone's listening. So too is a day. Says Taisvis, not
like they were learned, that the main time is daytime, right? Not only does Tosfos say that, right? But actually, look real quick to see the Rav Tosfos. Look at Zion on the base, 7b.
So they don't give an answer, Tosafos, as to, given the fact that the main reading is in the day, why the
Gemara says Lashonai
Sa. Gemara says you have to read it at night, and the Shinosa.
You want to steal my shirt?
No, okay. No. I have to
answer that. We got to create a little element of understanding first. That's right, absolutely. That's exactly the kasha.
Yeah.
The Gemara seems one way. Tosfos says another. We'll see that the others don't. Before, just look at the Raya of Tosfos 7b. 7b. Everyone have 7b. Oh. Zion obeys. It's before the Mishnah. Before the Mishnah.
Okay.
One, two, it's before the white lines, really. Let's wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rav Ashi starts the line.
Yeah.
Who is Rav Ashi? Where is Rosh Hashivov? What did he do? Shiva Masa Machsa. He was the editor of the Babylonian Talmud. So he was sitting Kamei de Rav Kahana in front of Rav Kahana. Naga, it got late with the Osu Rabbanan, the students didn't come. Amrele, my time with the Osu Rabbanan. Now there's two ways to read it. I'm going to just read it the way the Bach reads it, because we're going to get to the Bach later on. They were waiting, the students didn't come. Because some say Rav Kahana asked Rav Ashi, some say vice versa. So, my time with the Osu Rabbanan. It says, why aren't there, so Rav Kahana says, where are the students? Dilma Tarib as soon as Purim? Right, maybe they're having the Purim Suda. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked Rav Ashi, I'm like, v'lo have efshe lemechlei. But orta, they couldn't have eaten their Suda the night before, right? Why? It means they're talking about Motzi Purim. They're waiting Motzi Purim to start the shiur. No games. So he says, why don't you eat the night the Suda the night before? That way they could come to the shiur. Amalei. So Rav Ashi was surprised. He said to Rav Kahana, Shmili Mar, how did Amarava, did my master not hear what Rava said? And Rava was the generation, two generations before. Suz Parim Sha'achla Balai Lo Yatzei Chavosu. Rava said, if you eat Purim at night, Lo Yatzei De Chavosu. Amalei, Rava, how could Rava really say this? Like I said, Lo Shmili, according to other gears, saw. And Rav really said that. So Tanami, they learned from 40 times, and Vidami Kamanachi said, well, you see here that the Suda cannot be a night, right? It's just like the Suda cannot be a night, so too. The main thing of reading, the Suda has to be a day, so too, reading has to be a day. That's how Tosfos says, right? The main reading is Yamama. You know who else says that? Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh quotes Tosfos. He also says Rabbeinu Tam says that way. And then the Rosh has another proof. You know what the proof of the Rosh is? This is Rosh in the back of the Gemaras. Rosh says, Perek Aleph Ois Vov. Hey, he says that he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, not the Ikka Kriyasas Biyom. And then he says, you know what the proof is? It says, the Mishnah says on 20b, on Chaf Amud Beis, Kol Hayom Kasha Likras Es Megillah. Right? It says that the whole day is Kasha Likras Es Megillah. Then the Mishnah says in Chaf Amud Beis in 20b, the whole day is Kasha to Megillah. Says in Rosh, it doesn't say that the whole night is Kasha Megillah.
Well, what? Can I interject?
Wait, only if you understand the Rosh.
Yeah, because when he's saying all day, it's just to negate the opinion that when you have something that normally can be done all day, you should do it by chatzos. And therefore, he's letting it, for example, let me say, there's certain things that you should... No, that's at night.
It's night.
That's night.
That's the night.
And by the way, the Rosh knows that, so just in case you were wondering.
I was thinking, I got my name.
You're in Brachas, not Megillah. You're the first Mishnah of Brachas. Okay. He's learning the 20th Chafim and Beis. Says the Rosh. He brings Rabbeinu Tam. brings the Rutan recess, and then he says, I have another proof. It says, Kol Yom, the whole day is Kashal Megillah. Why does it call Laila Kashal Megillah? Because the night is not the main show. Even the mission is going to focus on the Mitzvah Megillah, it's focusing on daytime. And they're focusing on daytime. Right? And you know why? Look at Chafim and Beis for a second. 20B.
The first machine.
Says, what's the Mishnah say? Kol Yom Kashal Kras Megillah. So the Gemara says the first line. How do we know that from? Minalan, the Amar Kra. What's the first line of the Gemara? Where do we learn this from? Minalan Kra? Hayomim Ha'ilan, Iskrim and Asim. These days. It's Pashat Shtein Pasuk these days. Okay? So we have a Rosh, we have Taisus, both saying that the day is the main show. Not only the Rosh, and Tosha said the day. So, when you start learning the Achronim, the embellishment.
I wouldn't necessarily say that last thing that these days necessarily means the day, because a day is 24 hours and starting.
Yamim, Hayamim means days. That's what the Gemara is learning. You're arguing the Gemara now. First, you're arguing the Rosh.
No, I'm sorry.
The Gemara is saying, how do you know call? No, the Gemara is saying, how do you know call Hayamim? It says Yamim. State Yamim.
Yeah, but Yam is 24 hours, isn't it?
No, Yamim Velayla.
What would the word be for if a day that's only the light time?
What? Yom Velayla would distinguish.
Is there a word for a day that when you mean only day that includes the night?
When the Gemara said, do you do Brisim at night?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. There must be some.
Right. Well, yeah, it's what it was there. Could have said Boker, could have said Laila, could have said a lot of things. That's the thing I was saying, Yomi means it today. Okay. The Turi Evan, who's the Turi Evan? Shagasariyeh, right? The Turi Evan is the rabbi of Metz, the Shagasariyeh. So Turi Evan is on some of the Maya Mesechtas. See, on Megillah he says a remarkable thing. Dr. Turi Evan, now when you learn Tosfos and you learn the Rosh, you don't see a difference in the they say it's more Pirsum Nis, more Pirsum Hanais, or the day is the main thing. Turi Evan says much more than that. Turi Evan says, L'maskana zu mashma, shechai likras Megillah b'layla, v'choy zekor b'yom, v'nir li, the high kriya b'layla, this reading of the Megillah at night, is ena ela midrabanan. That the reading of at night time is only rabbinic. The Eino Eker Chi of Shuruch HaKadosh. It's not the Chi of Ruach HaKadosh. Eker Ruach HaKadosh means in the Nevi'im, which is what Megillus Esther is written up in Ruach HaKadosh. V'hai Kroa Ksiv Hayam Ha'ele. Hayomim Ha'ele. The judge didn't like that, but the Gemara liked it.
I'll go with it now.
Okay. V'hayomim Ha'ele. Nizgrim V'na'asir Itkash Zichil Asiyam Ha'asilim Afrelo Asilim Afrelo. So he says, a remarkable thing, says the Turi Evan, says the Shagas Aryeh, Rav of Metz, Gudele, the Rabbi of Chaim Volozhin also, with the Vilna Gaon, right? That not only is the day more important than the night, the day is the Chiv of the Pasuk, and Megillas Esther, okay? And not night. Night is only rabbinic. Mm. Only the rabbis of the Talmud are all in it. Not only does the Shagas Aryeh say that, but the Noyde Bihuda, actually on the notes here, brings down the Noyde Bihuda, Rabbi Cheska Lando Miprago, contemporary of the Shagas Aryeh, says the same thing. Both the Noyde Bihuda and the Shagas Aryeh, Bren, and the Shagas Aryeh, both say the Zalbazach, the same exact thing. And that is that the day, when you listen to Megillah during the day, okay, you are Yoytze, what it says in Megillas Esther. At night, it's not Megillas Esther. You're talking about a separate Bezundera thing of a Dirabonan. You know how far this goes? There's a Prima Godin. Who's a Prima Godin? Is he from Argentina? No Prima Godin in Argentina. Says the Prima Godin, the Rav of Frankfurt, 18th century, Reitumen. Listen to this. You know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, right? That listening to Megillah, you know how great Megillah is? Let me read you how great reading Megillah is. Right? It says in Tofresh Pei Zayin, Sif Beis, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, you should be Mevatl Talmud Torah, Lishmoya Mikra Megillah, to hear Megillah, right? If you have a shear, you Mevatl Talmud Torah, to hear Megillah. Kavachoymer Lishar Mitzvah Shal Torah, of certainly other Mitzvah Shal Torah, says the Prima Godin, from where? Rabbi Tuna from Frankfurt. Nistapakti, I'm not sure. This reason that all the mitzvahs are nidcha b'nei Megillah, the kol echa mei perushim, maybe it's b'yom. Maybe it's only during the daytime. Ella, right? Like I told someone, it's a pella. In the not from world, like, or even like in like the traditional world, like the, everyone goes to the night Megillah, right? And then they really think the day is like nothing, right? It's like, you know, the yeshiva show, the from, go, everyone goes during the day. But then the not from, I don't even think, they don't even know it's an obligation, right? Here we see, not only is this Taisus and Rashi, it's more important. The Tari Evan and the Naidi Behuda say that's the Iker, the Iker Chiv of the Megillah, and the other, the Chiv of Naidi, it's only Dira Abanan. The Prima Godin wants to say that the Talacha, which the Gemara Megillah says, that reading the Megillah pushes off Talmud Torah or any other mitzvah that's only for the daytime reading, right? Only for the daytime reading, right? He says, very possibly, it doesn't apply to it at nighttime, because at nighttime is not a divrei seferim. It's not for divrei kabbalah, right? It's not so chomer as the daytime. Clear? Mm-hmm. Right? I saw the Bach. I don't want to see this whole Bach. There's an opinion of the Rav Yah. Who's the Rav Yah? I want you guys to be the biggest experts in Silicon Valley. I'm shining back right over here. Right? Can be like, trust me, there's no one else in Silicon Valley who knows who the Rav Yah is. The Avi, that's saying that much, but, right? The Avi Ezri, right? The Avi Ezri was one of the Gedolei Rishonim. So the Rav Yah says there's a mitzvah to eat the Suda at night. And it argues on everyone. So the Bach says, how does the Rav Yah, where does the Rav Yah come to know this? This Bach is in Tafrei Tzadi Hei. Bach says, how does the Rav Yah, where is he coming from? So remember we saw the Gemara in Zion and Beis by Rav Kahana a few minutes ago? Mm-hmm. What did Rav Kahana say? Rav Kahana said, oh, the student should have eaten the meal the night before. Mm-hmm. And Rav Ashi says, no. Didn't they tell you what Rav said? So the Bach says, you know how the Rav Yah understands? That you're right, that the main Suda is at the day, but the fact that Rav Kahana, by the way, was a big person, right? He's a gadol. So the fact that Rav Kahana could have thought that, he couldn't be something so preposterous. So Rav Kahana thought, of course the day is more important, but you can also go to the Iker Chi of a night. And says the Bach that according to that, in the Rav Yah, you could even read Megillah at night, Midivrei Seferim. Right, Medivrei Kabbalah, but when you come like Rava, like we paskin that you have to eat the Suda during the day, right? That means again at nighttime is not really the main chiyuv, right? You can't eat the Suda at night. Rava says like so going out. So to shake it, Megillah at night is not at all the Divrei Kabbalah, which you say Biyamim, like the Gemara will say in the Mishnah later on in 20. Now, Judge, what was your question again?
I no longer have a question.
You still do have a question.
Oh, my original question.
Your original question.
Yeah, so why is the...
Yes! Gemara? We learned a Gemara. The Gemara sounds like the daytime reading is like something, it's an afterthought. Mm-hmm. It's like, v'lishneisa b'yayim. Mm-hmm. You know, as an afterthought. Maybe say it over during the day. You know? Certainly, it's not. It doesn't say anywhere in this Gemara that the day is more important, significantly more important, right? Right.
And suggests the opposite.
It suggests the Shnaisa. It sounds like it's almost like secondary, right? Mm-hmm. I think of that. You know, if you even on the other side, the Binyan Shloima wants to say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi has to have a halacha. It's, just to show how thing, the Binyan Shloima says that the whole halacha of reading at night was there's no halacha in the Mishnah. He brings it out from 20 from Chaf. It says call Yom Kashlu Megillah. The Mishnah doesn't say night. Nowhere does the Mishnah say night anywhere, by the way, about reading the Gila. So the Bin Shlom, which is it's a Chiddush, those who argue on him. Bin Shlom says, at the time of the Mishnah, there is no halacha of reading Megillah at night. That's what Bin Shlom wants to say. Right? It's Rabbi Shua Malevi actually here who learns this out. So this is crazy. You read this Gemara, right? You don't get that impression also. How do you understand this? I have Gezen. I saw, you know how Chab Gezen is?
Chab, I know Gezen, no.
No. Not Chab, Ichab. I have. Right? I saw a Sfas Emes that will make your hair stand up. Not my hair, because I don't have enough of it, but it's your hair. Right? Who's a Sfas Emes? Chesko, you're Polish, no? Where's your pride? Who's a Sfas Emes?
Poland, of course.
Not Poland, of course. The Ger Rebbe. He was the greatest Polish Gadol in the early 20th century. The Sfas Emes, where are you? Sfas Emes says a Yesod, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable! You ready? Excited? Says the Sfas Emes. He's like Tomat Lishnaisa. So the middle says, "Anila Staiti Lefarish Kavanas Yeshua Ben Levi." I'm going to explain that Yeshua Ben Levi Shechay Lekroes Sebiyom Pam Shenis Behainu Dim Lo Kar Balayla. Right. He says, "But if you don't read it at night, right?" He wants to say that you should read it twice during the day. If the Shnayis Sabiyom is like what Hall said, the Gamer Develo Yidon Leka Hochachakus Balayla Vayom. When you're talking about this Raya Rishua Ben Levi, doesn't say anything about night and day per se. The pasuk. Ella the course of Beis Pamim Rock the right. Dark the Mikra the Echo Yom Vayikra Smach. It's a smach to read it at night and day. Therefore, if you don't read it at night, you should at least read it a day twice. Right? And that's why it says L'shneisa. So he says, really, the main chiyuv is during the daytime. You know why it says L'shneisa? It says L'shneisa because the mitzvah is to read it twice. Not twice, night and day. You should read it twice. So we'll hold on to it. And he says, this halacha, if you wouldn't read it at night, for whatever reason at night, you were sick, you didn't read it at night, you missed it, to read it day twice. He says, the Birki Yosef, who's the Birki Yosef? The Chida. The Chida actually says, from a Gadol Echad, he says, if you didn't read it at night, you should read it during the day twice, based on Velushin Aysa. And then the Birki Yosef, we don't pass it that way. But he says, "V'efsha dahad l'shnoishamim the ikar mitzvasa." So I say l'shnoisa that the ikar mitzvasa is during the day, like everyone, like the Rosh and the Taisus, everyone learns. But the Behuda, the Treyev, everyone learns. V'kri b'layla hirak she biyom kriya shnia. So the l'shnoisa that we want the second one to be the main one, right? Like the second one should be the main one. So why do you read it at night? That the second one should be the daytime. But the etzin the chiv is it? They've not kamina the hecha the imama lo haya alav chiv. But to do understand from before, I guess it's not kamina. He says, when the Tzemes says it, there's no that the shnoisa just coming to a chab. That the etzim I would have known, according to the Sfas Emes from 20 B, the Kol Yom Kasha the Megillah, right? And the Gemara brings a pasuk over there. What's the pasuk it brings? Judge Yishonot's Pasek. Vayamim. Ah? Right. Ha'ilin is gone. These days. We know there's a mitzvah to read during the day. What is a Yeshua ben Levi coming to teach us? He's coming to teach us a halacha. Right? A separate halacha. And that is L'shnoisa that you should read it twice. Right? You should read it twice. There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah twice. The default is to read it night then day. Night then day. Okay? Right? Night then day. But if you didn't read it at night, maybe you would even read it twice during the day.
Right? What's the Socrates and what's it
That would be, maybe that's what you do. We don't. He says we don't do it like that. No. But he says l'shnaisa comes to teach us that the second one should be the main one. And what Rishu Malay is saying is that we read it twice. But the main raya that we read during the day, we don't need Rishu Malay. It's a Mishnah. It's Pashina Mishnah. It's Pashina Mishnah over there, right? That we read during the day. Yeah, there's no Mishnah says to read at night, by the way, as I pointed out before. It's definitely not explicitly. There's could be bring inferences. So the Sfas Emes wants to say that the Lashonis just means that you should read it twice. The way the Rabbanon word Koyveya is that you should read it at night. Because of the Pasuk. You should read it at night, and you should read it at day. But the night one is almost like a preparation for the day. It's like preparatory for the day. You want the main one to be there in the day. You know that Sfas... Yeah, go ahead.
Is there enough Mina La'alcha?
Sfas Emes says, according to this, if you... listen, he says, V'naf gemina b'had ika b'yamama lo ye'alav chiyuv gam b'layla. Right? If you're not going to be able to read it during the day, mm-hmm. Let's say you're not reading the day, there'll be no reason, there's no drabanim to read at night. Because the night one is only there to read the second one should be read. And if you learn it like this, the Lishnai said that the rabbanon were koyveya it at night, so that you should, by the time you're for the daytime, you should be the second reading. Mm-hmm. So if you're not reading it in the day, so he said, give an example. He says, let's say, one second, this is enough, Kamina. Let's say a person. Who's a 15 from Yerushalayim? Mm-hmm. Okay, Yerushalayim. What day did they read? 15. The 15th, Tezvav, our Shushan Purim. Mm-hmm. Person in Yerushalayim goes to Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh. When did they read?
The day before.
14th. Where are you? You're from Edom, right?
Yerushalayim.
From Yerushalayim. Where do your parents live? They live in Edom or Edom.
They just moved to Edom. All my life I was in Yerushalayim.
Ah, so you have to know where your parents live. Uh-huh. Yeah, now they read a different day over there. Don't think you're right. They don't read the 15th over there. They're in the 14th over there. So.
Yes, in Edom, yes, the 14th.
Okay, so let's imagine the following. You're by your parents, because you're on, and you go to Yerushalayim at night. Okay, you go tonight to Yerushalayim.
On the 14th?
On the
15th.
I'll take it back. You're in Yerushalayim and you visit your parents during the 14th at night.
Okay.
And then early 4 a.m. you wake up and you get out of there before Amar Shachar. Mm-hmm. Don't ask why are you doing this, right? Because Google sent you on a mission. You guys go everywhere, right? So what's the halacha? Says the Sfas Emes, according to this, you wouldn't read at night, even though you're there at night. Why wouldn't you read at night? Because you're not going to be there for the day. And the whole mitzvah at night is a derabbanan to allow this day to be the second one. Yeah.
Put aside the fact that I know I'm wrong in making the suggestion, but going back to my suggestion of reading it in the two would be at Shacharis and at Mincha, that we're probably going to... There's two advantages to this, I see. One, if we want the second one to be the main one, that's probably when we're going to be doing the Sa'uda and other stuff. But more important than that is we don't normally read stuff at night. Like, you don't read the Torah at night. So I know the Megillah is not the Torah, but since we're not reading the Torah at night, they come up with this crazy thing. Well, I don't want to say crazy. This suggestion that we'll read the Megillah at night. Well, I wouldn't think to read the Megillah at night since we're not reading the Torah at night. I would say you got to read it twice. You read it two times when you're coming together. Shacharis and Mincha. Now, I know I'm
so
wrong about
so
that.
That's good. I'm happy
that
you're wrong.
But that's what I would come up with.
It happens to be, again, the Sfas Emes actually entertains that. Not as the Chatzchila, or if you forgot at night.
Yeah.
But he says the post bring it. I saw this Zmani Sossin says like this, and it brings the Beis Halevi. There's a famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says is once you do a mitzvah, you can't add on a hiddur. Okay?
Yeah.
So, which means if you shake an esrog, you come in the morning, you shake an esrog, and then a half hour later you find the most beautiful esrog in the world, or has a pittim and you don't have a pittim, or has something that you don't get a new mitzvah by shaking that esrog, because you're already yotze the mitzvah. You can't get an extra mitzvah. The mitzvah's done. There's no hiddur after you've done the mitzvah. So, says the Zmani Sasan that when you're talking about during the daytime, this is maybe why the Berkos is the person to bring this, mm-hmm. is once you read it once in the morning, mm-hmm. you're done. There's no more mitzvah during the day.
I see.
Because you've been yotze, the hiddur is gone. So if you do it at night, then let's start doing the day. But to do it once in the day, you're already yotze the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. and the fact that you read in the morning, that was your Ikar HaMitzvah, right? And you can't add on the Chumrah of Yom HaMinuch. Is that clear?
Yeah.
But wasn't the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi that if to do it this way?
No, they do read it twice, but that the main thing should be during the day, that the second one should be the main one. That's why he put it in, at night. Okay. Right? That's why he brings that Pasuk to teach you at night. I also saw that the Zmani Sassan actually mentioned this. He brings the Rambam, Maimonides. The Rambam says, just the place in the Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam talks about the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Zmana in Halacha Aleph, it's Medivrei HaSeifrim, and he says, it's Metakanas Nevi'im, like the Pasuk says, and he says, who's obligated? And then, so Aleph and Beis are all about the Chiyuv, and then in Gimel, he says, Mitzvah L'Kreisa Kula, Mitzvah L'Kreisa B'Layla V'Liyom, then brings up the brachas, and then it goes to the shiurim. He says, why does Ram say the mitzvah to read it at night and day in halacha gimel and not in halacha aleph or beis? He's talking about the ikara thing, and he says, because again, the main thing of reading it at night is really a preparatory for the day. He says that's what we see it. Now there's another raya. This is the Ran. Who's the Ran? Rabbeinu Nissim. Right, Rabbeinu Nissim says this in two places. He says it on Beis talks about the day is the main thing, like Taisus, like the Rush. He says Chai Vad Lekris Megillah L'Shnei Sabiyom Shnemar Elokai Ekra Yom V'Lo Tana Li Tana. I call it to you during the day and answer Lailo Dimalei. And he says Rabbeinu Tana says Sheikra Kriya Sabiyom. The main Kriya is that day. That's why we go ahead and say it, say a Shachianu again during the daytime. Okay, that's what he says. The Ran says that explicitly, that again, that the daytime reading is the main one. Okay? But earlier, on Aleph, Amud Aleph, Ndape Haran, on the Rif, the first Ran, at the end of the first Ran, he's talking about in the old days. Anyone learn Megillah here ever? Yes. A little bit. What happens if you were in a little shtetl, a little town where you didn't have a minion? What did they used to do?
You had to go to the big town.
You go to the big town on Mondays and Thursdays, and you'd hear Megillah. You'd hear Megillah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the town, they were actually allowed to hear Megillah earlier on the 11th or the 12th or the 13th. So on the Monday or Thursday they were there, they would read these people from the little hamlets, these little places, right? They'd hear the Megillah, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What about at night? That's good for the morning. Did we learn this Mishnah? What about by Nacht? Belaila,
mm-hmm.
Right? You sit next to me. I gotta be ready. We're tough, right? What about at night? Right? Anyone think about that? The Ron did. The Ron asked this question. What do these people do at night? So the Ron gives three terutzim. So he says, "Umegillah Delaila." It is at the end of the first paragraph on the first Ran in Maseches Megillah. Umegillah Delaila. After lo karala b'nei kfarim. At nighttime they didn't read it because they're honest. They had no choice. Right? They just couldn't read it. They weren't in the town. So, anyways, the Megillah Yom Iker. Because the daytime Megillah is no matter what the most important. Kamosha Echto Lefaneinu, as I just pointed out, that's in a couple of daf from now. Now he says, "Kshem Shakila Bnei Kfarim LaHaktim Kena Kila Leim Shlo Likros." Megillah Shalom. So maybe since Megillah of the Day is the important one, they only read Megillah of the Day, and we're lenient for these people who are little farms out in the middle of nowhere, or in little hamlets in the middle of nowhere. Listen to what he says. Oh, Efsher Shakurin Oysa Belaila Biyachid. Or maybe they read it by themselves in the little town. But Lamachar, and the next morning they come into the big town and somebody read them from Minyan. What in the world is Ron talking about over here? You read Megillah to yourself, Biyachid, right? Why would you do that? Right? You read it in your town at the night before you come, right? Right? That's how you're going to be Yitzay. But that's the whole thing. Lishnaisa. The Shnaisa means it should be the second time, right? That it should be that when you read it through the daytime, it should be the second time. Even though you're going to read it by yourself at night, you don't have a minion, which you're supposed to have for Megillah, But you want to make sure to read at night, that the second time is reading during the daytime is the second time. Clear?
But how is it considered the first time if you're not Yotze, if you don't have a minion?
Well, could you be Mikil by one person?
But you need a minion for the bracha.
You need a minion for what bracha?
To do the bracha.
Which bracha? Which bracha? Which said this morning? The chakras. I said this morning. Where Joel did I say that you need a for bracha? Yeah. Only for the after bracha.
For the after bracha, yes.
Right, but it says shekorin osa b'lalav yochin. You read by yourself, right? Because why is it so important, right? But in the day not, right? Because that you'll be yochin the day not, because the day is the main thing, and you want to read it at night to be able to read the day, which is the main thing. Same kind of concept as we've seen. Okay, I saw the Pnei Yeshua. Says on Taisfis, right? A tremendous thing. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Taisfis said, what did Taisfis say? What's the main Megillah reading? Day. Right? That was the first Taisfis we saw. It was on the day. So on that, the Pnei Yeshua says, where are you, Pnei Yeshua? Oh, okay. So he says that the day is the main thing. Right? Should make the bracha at night, because it's like any mitzvah derabanan, right? Even though that the day is the main mitzvah. And again, according to the Torah Evan, and according to the Nadi Behuda, Pash is according to the Prima Garden, at nighttime it's only a mitzvah derabanan, and at daytime it's a mitzvah from a Divrei Seifrim, from Megillas Esther, okay? Says the Pnei Yeshua, you should still make the brachas at night. Shemo shivak v'chomet sudra ban avali inyan zman. But for Shechianu, that we make a Shechianu at night. Yisfarim only make a Shechianu at night. Right? A Shechianu, nearly, shetzarech levarech balayla, la mishum kriyas ha-megillah l'chud. Right? Don't say Shechianu at night because of Megillah. Now you want to see how the Rama and Taisus are all learning at daytime. You have to make Shechianu. Why are you saying Shechianu at night, really? El Mishum Choyvas Hayom. Because Shechianu came out of the Zman Hazeh that we came to Purim. We make it on the Megillah, because that's the first thing we read. The first thing we do on Purim is read the Megillah. Right, we're going to be fasting Tanis Esther. What's the thing we're going to do next Thursday, Wednesday night? Read Megillah. Make the Shechianu there. Just like you make a Shechianu called Nidre on Yom Kippur. Right, so you make a shechian on the chovis yom. That's what Rambam regal. The chesim mishta v'simcha, the divrei kabbalah, kedivrei Torah dami. So much so that there's no that the days of Purim are like a yom tov. It's mishta v'simcha. So according to some paiskim, there's no avelus or aninus like shar regal. Im ken shaper yish levarch zman on Purim. Come on, zman the regal ulamachar b'yoyim, and the daytime shechianu, that's on Megillah. Pnei Yeshua says. At the Shechianu at night. Now you want to see how Ashkenazim svarim, and they say the Shechianu at night. Right?
Only night.
Only night. Shver, according to this, right? A little shver. I mean, what to rely on? I'm not giving that share for that.
Is it because it's not the Iker reading, or because it's like
a... Yeah, it's like not the Iker reading.
Or is it?
It's not the Iker reading. Okay. The Iker reading is your mama. Taisa says it explicitly. That's how we make Shechianu. That's what the Rosh says. That's what the Ron says.
Would you use the language of a Chetra Mitzvah for it?
What?
Would you use like a language of a Chetra?
No, it's a Mitzvah of the Rabbanan. So I'll tell you, there's a story that the Birka Shmuel says. Who's the Birka Shmuel? Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitch, one of the great students of Chaim Soloveitchik. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenitz. So Rav Baruch Ber says a story in Kedushin, for those who are learning Afyomi right now. Says Rav Baruch Ber... You know, he's not talking about this, by the way, but the bracha says like this. There's a chiluk that between birchas ha-mitzvah, a bracha on a mitzvah, and a bracha of shechianu. That a bracha on a mitzvah is on the maisa ha-mitzvah. Listen carefully. What's the maisa mitzvah? Doing the performance of the mitzvah. The shechianu is on the completion of the mitzvah, on the kima mitzvah. So according to this, I saw this in the seventh book, in Zion Sassan, according to this, it's Gevaldik, the Pnei Yeshua. You should jump up and down for this Pnei Yeshua, right? What is this? Why is this? At night, when you read the Megillah, are you doing a Maisa Mitzvah? Are you reading Megillah?
Yes.
Yes, so you say the Berachas Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah Derabanan to read it. Everyone's saying it's at least a Derabanan, right? It's at least a Derabanan to read Megillah at night. That's the way we come out, right? The way the Pasuk comes out, right? So it's at least a Derabanan to you read it at night, yeah?
You read it, so you're saying the Shehechianu after you've read the Megillah. That's the point?
No, Yeshua is saying Shehechianu is on the day of Purim. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah, that you don't have when you read it at night. You know why? Because the main Kiyam HaMitzvah of Megillah is? Daytime. Mm-hmm. And how did we say in the Svas Emetz V'lishnaisa that the night one, the Chazawar goes, the reason Chazawar goes to treat it at night,
it's going to be the second time.
So that the second time is the day, which is what the Yom HaEil, which is the Gemara says in Chav HaMebei. Is that clear?
Yeah, right? But even so, the daytime Shehechianu is after you've read the Megillah. No, you say it before the Megillah.
Megillah, yeah. No, but it's you're going to be doing the mitzvah just like on shofar. You make a Shehechianu and you blow the shofar before you did the mitzvah. But you're doing it on the completions. But the
Pnei Yeshua. What confused me is that language but, you said on the completions.
Right, but according to the Pnei Yeshua, right? Yeah. The reason why we don't say Shehechianu on the Megillah at night is because it's not done yet. The whole Derabanan was there so that when you read it during the next day, which is the pasuk in Esther, you'll be completing it at that point. Okay. Right, and so from here you see that this is the pshat in the Gemara, right? The Lishnaisa is coming to tell you that the way the Chazawas were goyzer it, right, is a din d'rabbanan, but that the ikers like Toisus, the Rosh, the Ran, the Tori Evan, the Pnei Yeshua, the Noyd Yehuda, the Oid Harbe Achrayim Vereshayim learn, right? That the main thing is during the day. Therefore, for us, not you know, well, any nafkaminas if you're in. Going from Yushalayim and Edom, you're going to leave early. If you read at night, if you don't have to read at night, etc., is that when we're going to the daytime, we should be aware of that. That is our main Megillah reading. Most people are psyched up for nighttime, right? But you should be psyched up even more so for daytime. Okay, thank you.
So why is Sfarim say Shehechianu on the night?
So Sfarim will say you still yoytz the mitzvah at night. They're going to be masking during the day, but so what you already did the mitzvah, by the daytime it's not a new mitzvah anymore.
What? Next week?
It's not a new mitzvah anymore. That's all the Machaber is going to tell you. Since you already did it already, the day comes, it's not a new mitzvah. Even though they're going to be, the Yomama is the Iker. But you already did the mitzvah. You can't say new Shehechianu.
So if you miss the night time, you won't be able to complete it on the daytime because you're Yotzi on the first time already. It's not either mitzvah. You can complete it if you miss the night time. You're not Yotzi for the...
Then you don't get a Shleishnaisa. You have a chiv at night. By the way, there is an opinion. I didn't discuss it. Of Achai Gon, who actually holds at night, is more important. That's Shitas. Most hold not that way. So you should make sure to hear at night as well. No
but
skipping out.
But you can. I'm saying you can. If you skip it, you can complete it.
Lost.
It's gone.
You're gone.
Even though it's
no. Not even though that even Svasavis has a havim, since the Ikra Din is to repeat it twice, maybe created the end of Berachah Yosef brings that down. It says that no post can say that.
Because you might lose out because you're doing it in the morning and you can do it in the second time. It's not hidu.
Right. Right. Exactly. Got it. Shkayach.